Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show with your man LC holding it down. Give us a shout here in the studio and catch us live. Area code 347-843-4738, the LC and Jack Radio Show. The show this evening is being brought to you by State Farm Insurance. For all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, renter's insurance, give them a shout, check them out. Whatever you need to do, go to statefarm.com for all your insurance needs. Well, what a weekend it was. What a great first round of the playoffs. So with that being said, the Brett man is in the house. He's actually in the studio on time this week. What's up there, Brett?
What's going on, LC?
What's the good word?
The word is still Tebow.
Your boy's doing it, man.
Hey, I got him going to the Super Bowl, man. I got him going to the Super Bowl.
No, cut it out.
Come on, man. Listen to what they're saying. The man who gets on his knees will get you all the way.
before we go into...
Keep scratching your head. Keep scratching.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
The man is doing it.
He is doing it. There's no doubt about that. But could you believe the win that they got this past?
I wasn't even paying attention, man. I was talking to a friend from back in the day, and we were chit-chatting. So I heard about the coin flip for overtime, so I missed that. I said, well, two or three series. By the time I finished talking to my long-distance friend, who I haven't seen in like 12 years, I go peep in, you know what I'm saying? But lo and behold, the announcers got me running back to the TV.
It was crazy.
Oh, thank God for reruns, instant replay.
Yeah, you, man, I tell you, I jumped into the game, I think it was late third quarter.
Yeah.
And Pittsburgh looked like they were trying to get things together. The first half, what I heard, was a disaster for them.
Yeah,
They were down. And then, as you know, the game started getting interesting.
Yeah.
You know, Pittsburgh started to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they kind of fell short. They were trying to get a last-minute drive.
Yeah.
And if they could have got that together, they probably would have been able to kick a long field goal. But they just couldn't do it.
It's like a chess match, man. Sometimes you got to make the right moves. And I tell you, the right move to me personally, Charlie Batch. If you really think about it, because the guy was on one wing. I mean, I like the Steelers. You know what I'm saying?
Well, to me, the best, you're going to go with your best, which is Roethlisberger. And,
he wasn't at his best, though, man. He's hurt.
Yeah, well, it is like that sometimes in football, man. You're never 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Never 100%. It's a brutal sport.
Mm-hmm.
There's every week you have a chance to injure yourself.
Yeah.
And that's
put me a new tire on that car.
Yeah. That's the risk that these guys take.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they get paid the money that they do. But anyway, so watching this thing goes to overtime, Brad. So I'm trying to figure out. I'm thinking the rules are like college rules.
They were supposed to do that, but they changed it. They had it in the works.
Yeah, so they went through the rules so fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, okay, it's college rules. So they scored. a touchdown, and the other team, Pittsburgh, was going to get a chance to score a touchdown as well. Lo and behold, when they scored that touchdown on the first play, everybody everybody was running out on the field.
They scrapped that because it wasn't good, man, because they was going by what happened the year before with that field goal thing. And they didn't want a 13 win off a field goal.
Right.
And then they had it on the table. I remember because I was boasting about it at, you know, at Sunday meetings over at the on Merrill. I was like, yo, they're going to start doing this college thing where back and forth, back and forth. You get one chance, and the other team gets a chance, and if you don't get it, the game is over. It's exciting for a minute, but then again, it's not exciting. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, I like the dramatics. You get the coin tossed, and whoever takes it to the house, that's the best way to do it.
Well, yeah, well, they're going to do this for the playoffs, so only. And sudden death would be just still for regular season for that gather.
Mm-hmm.
So it was exciting just because Pittsburgh took a gamble. I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy broke loose, and he was out.
The safeties didn't stay back. They came up.
Yeah, everybody was up, and they caught him, man, with the pants down, as they say, the old expression.
And then that stiff arm, everybody on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about that Jim Brown stiff arm.
Yeah,
whoa.
Baby. Jim Brown, baby. Yeah, we're going to be talking to him, baby.
He did a Heisman stiff arm. It just put him on his back, and that was it.
Yeah, we got to talk. We got to talk to Jim Brown. That's my man.
Yes, sir.
But we got some great guests, and you know, we're going to take a step back. We'd like to welcome you to 2012, LC
That's
and
it.
Jack Way. This is our first show of the new year.
Wow.
You know, we took a week off to kick back and recharge, and we're ready to go. We have some great, great guests coming your way.
Yes,
actually,
sir.
Brad, we actually do, like I see, when we're going to line him up. We have a lot of people lined up there for our show. So stay tuned and make sure you constantly hit the pages. Just thought of, we actually have an all-pro athlete. So I got to give him a call. Did speak to him last week there, Brad, and he's ready to jump on the show. So we will get him, and you will be able to get his predictions. He played, you know, in the NFL. So we're going to get his predictions on the rest of the way. In fact, we're going to get that interview, Brad. We're going to get that done very shortly here. And get his predictions about Tebow.
Yes,
and
sir.
About the rest of the NFL, who he thinks will make it to the Super Bowl.
Yes, sir. February 5th.
Yeah, so we will reach out to him. Leave his name, you know, we'll keep it quiet for right now, but you will get a chance to listen to that interview. We'll have that coming up. We have we really have some great interviews coming down the pike. So again, welcome to LC and Jack 2012 Way. And wow, there's just so much things going on. I'm all over the place here, Brett. But I'm all charged up. I'm ready to go. It's you know what it is? It's the NFL. It's playoff, and it's also NBA basketball.
Oh,
you know, I'm so excited. I'm charged
yeah.
up, fired up.
Yeah.
So excuse me being kind of scatterbrained right now, but it's just a great time. We love what we do here. So that's, you know. Definitely continue to listen to the LC and Jack radio show. And before we get going, you definitely, if you're looking to promote your business, you have an event, give us a shout, and we can put something together for you, whether it be a live plug, whether it be some type of interview, you got a business that you're trying to promote, give us a shout. You can reach us in the office, area code 631-664-4452, the LC and Jack radio show. We have a package to meet your needs. So give us a shout, and we'll put something together. We'll do some plugs, and we're actually doing some plugs and some other things for some other businesses that are out there that decided to jump on LC and Jack and sponsor the show. So jump on board and get your business popping, as they say, the LC and Jack way. 631-664-4452. Well, Brett, your boy, we talked a little bit about Tebow. You know, not really surprised. I guess, you know, the Giants did their thing, which was, I guess, kind of expected. They had a good matchup, you know, playing Atlanta. Atlanta's up and down. So, as they say, Big Blue did their thing. They won.
All right.
Now, the big thing comes up now, and we'll see if they can beat the Cheeseheads of Green Bay. This should be a good game. The last time they played, I think it was 38-35, Green Bay, so it was a shootout.
Sure.
I expect nothing less than another shootout. So we'll see. What's your take on the game?
Well, if the cheese is cured and ready, I think the Cheeseheads gonna take it.
Really? Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think the Cheeseheads, they've gotten a chance to kind of get themselves, you know, the wounds healed up, because they kind of were banged up. A lot of guys were out for Green Bay last couple of weeks. So my guess at this point is Green Bay will make it to the big dance. I'm still trying to figure out on the other side. I'd hate to see New England get back in there. Can't stand New England.
No, they don't need to be there.
Stars line up for them, man. I mean, I don't really see anybody beating them. It's kind of crazy, but, you know, so I see New England. I know you got Denver in there.
I got Denver in there.
Yeah, I don't think Tebow's going to have that much magic, but they're going to, first off, be able to beat New England this week. I just don't see it. It's a lot of magic, man.
I'm telling you, you better keep your eyes open.
If it was this week, man, you know, I have to ride with them all the way. I mean, I can't see them winning. But, yeah, I mean, if he wins this week, I'm going to ride it. I'm going to ride his
coattails. I'm going to take you on the boat. I'm going to take you on the boat, man.
Yeah, if he wins this week, he'll have LC definitely convinced that it's Tebow time.
It's Tebow time, baby.
You know, but right now, LC's going to stand pat, and he thinks he will go down, you know, to the Pats. I just don't see them beating, you know, Tom Brady. I don't see that happening. So, we'll see. You know, it's one game. Anything's possible. So make sure you tune in to the LC and Jack Radio Show next week. We'll have a show where we'll talk about that. And, you know, maybe we will save our guests for next week. I mean, we have a lot of things lined up. So I got to figure out how we're going to get this all done. But we'll make it happen. So make sure you stay tuned to the show, which we're going to be putting up multiple shows probably per week now, because we're trying to get these guests in, especially our football guests, which I have to reach back out to them. We definitely want to get them on within the next week or two with the playoffs here. So we will make that happen there, Brad. And I don't know if you had a chance, Brad, to hear about, everybody's heard about your boy Jay-Z.
The Blue Ivy, man.
He is a proud papa, so congratulations to him and Beyonce for bringing a new life into the world. So, so congrats to them. Don't know, Brett, if you're familiar with the new George Lucas film, Red Tails, which, I tell you, man, I had a chance to check out an interview with just before we came on the air. What nice interview. I think I'm going to put it up on the LC and Jack webpage. Red Tails, for those that don't know, and I just, you know, heard about it. You know, they had these trailers going for a little bit. But essentially, it's about the Tuskegee Airmen. The whole story about them and the impact that they've made on American history. So if you don't know, definitely check him out. And if you do know, check out the movie. It's unbelievable, Brad. George Lucas put up $100 million of his own money to make this film.
Oh, yeah.
Well, $100 million.
He knew that it was going to be a good turnout. You know?
Well, I hope, you know what, and we're going to try our best, Brad, to see if we can do here to try to promote the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people don't realize, they don't want to make the real black movies. They'll do the... And I don't want to knock Tyler Perry because what he does is great.
Mm-hmm.
But they love to do Tyler Perry movies because they keep it very inexpensive for
yeah.
movies. Mm-hmm. But there's all types of movies out there that we can do besides comedy.
Yeah, they have substance, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
He knew the substance was real and true, and there's a lot of sad stories in that. And that story about the Tuskegee Airmen too. So I'm pretty sure he knew the outcome of it. With the, you know, some of the survivors are still around. You know,
not many. He was saying that there's only.
Yeah.
They started out. He started trying to write this 23 years ago.
Mhm.
I was blown away. He said, you know, mm-hmm. he's been trying to do this for the last 23 years.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, there was 40 Tuskegee Airmen alive.
Mm-hmm.
Down to 7 now.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're very old now. I mean,
the
youngest one is like 90 years old.
They've been in the news quite a few years. I've been, you know, my grandmother used to tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle, he's an ex-Marine. He went to Tuskegee University, so you know, there's a little history there. So I used to get it firsthand from my grandmother, and I got a little bit from my uncle when he was going to school there. So plus, you know. The media, putting it out and giving them their just due and giving them their awards and stuff like that that they couldn't get back in those days.
Right.
Compensation and all that. So it's a story that needs to be told, and I'm glad it's out there.
I have a newfound respect for him. He
mm-hmm.
actually talked in pretty deep, you know, very detailed that, you know, the white movie makers didn't want to put this movie out.
Mm-hmm.
He basically said that. He says, look, Tyler Perry's, they love doing those movies, but that's not major distribution. They didn't think they could sell this internationally
mm-hmm.
as well. So they didn't want to really get behind it. Because of who he was, he's able to leverage some things to get the movie done besides his own money.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like all our fans and you know, just everybody out to go out and support the movie. It's history. It's not
mm-hmm.
just, you know, African-American history. It is history of this world.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm going to get out, make sure I take my family to support
right.
the movie. Because if we don't
plan.
Support the movie,
yeah.
you know, nobody's going to do it.
That's it.
You know, so all those bootleggers out there, you know, maybe we could lay off this movie.
Yeah.
Lay off this movie, okay? And make sure you go out and support it. Because if we come out in big numbers to support it, guess what? They're going to make more movies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to spend more money.
Make it groundbreaking.
Exactly. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed
yes, sir.
That we get out and really make this movie something special at the box office, as well as, you know, sending a message out to the powers that be that, you know, we like all types of movies, educational, you know, comedy, dramas. We like it. We love it all. You know, we just don't like, you know, movies that make us laugh. I mean, hey, those are cool too. So definitely get out and support it. Some of the actors bred in this movie are unbelievable. They got a nice little cast.
Okay.
They got Neo. You know, Neo's trying to do his thing, okay?
What?
Yeah. Neo started doing this. He's been in, L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
What was it, L.A., that action movie? Mm-hmm. You know, nothing crazy. But I liked his part. He's pretty real in the movie. They have my man Cuban Gooding.
All right.
Who's in it? And of course, Cuban Gooding is the man.
He is.
He is the man. Okay. I mean, you don't get too much better as far as an actor than Cuban Gooding.
Mm-hmm.
And up and coming. I mean, he's been doing his thing, but you know, I want to see him really, really take off, which is Terrence Howard.
Yes, sir.
You know, he's out there, you know, making a name for himself, but you know, hopefully this will. Right. So, we have some very good actors in this movie. So, Brad, hey, man, we got to get the word out, man. Make sure people get out and support this movie.
Good.
You know, because if we don't support it, nobody else is. I mean, we can go out and spend $150 on sneakers. Well, actually, more than that. They had those Jordans.
Mm.
Those throwback Jordans with two bills, man.
Yeah, man.
Over the holiday. People going crazy for them.
And I just spent $157 to go see the Nets and Heat. I could have, you know what I'm saying? Come on. The Nets just, oof. They need to stay where they at, man.
Wow. Man, you just broke the vibe there, Brad. The Nets.
They need to stay where they at. They don't need to come to the Barclays. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
that's
terrible, man. Yeah,
unfortunately, I think this might get uglier. They're going to come to New York. And there was reports yesterday. We got to get our boy back home from Canada to find out. But supposedly that Dwight Howard is not going to come to New York now or New Jersey, whatever.
They don't need to, man. They're scrappy dudes.
So supposedly he's not. Now, let me tell you, if they don't get Dwight Howard or somebody big, then your boy Williams, man, is going to be out.
He's gone. Because you know what they got in the middle? He had 25 points. My man, Chris Humphries. I don't know how he got it. I watched the whole game. I don't know how he got 25 points. I'm like, what? Where did he get 25 points from?
Yeah. Yeah, Humphries is not a bad little player.
Yeah, but jeez. I didn't know he'd been in the league that long, 7 years. Give me a break. I thought he was just starting out, man.
Yeah,
that shows you. I didn't know nothing about him until somebody put him on the map.
Hey.
I tell you, I'm looking at the pamphlet I got as a souvenir. First NBA game in like some 20 years, you know what I'm saying? Wow. And I had to go, man. I said, let me go check out LeBron and the crew. And it was fun at the Prudential Center down there in Newark. I had a good time, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not really supporting the NBA, but you know, two tickets came my way. Guess what? I'm going.
I had. Yeah. Well, hey, man, it's nothing wrong with going out.
Yeah, having a good
supporting
time.
Supporting, you know, trying to see a good game, and you know, the Nets are just a tough situation, man. And if they come to New York, unless they get another superstar,
mm-hmm.
nobody's going to be going to those games.
No, man.
You know,
no.
It's New York. New York's about a winner. They support a winner. If you're not winning, there's nobody going to be in the building. You got to make sure you go out there and support the cause, you know, when they're with it. You know, they come out in big numbers.
Yeah, even the luxury box seats were all empty, man.
Oh, yeah.
Someone was like asking me, he said, what are those seats right there? They all empty. I said, oh, those are luxury boxes. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? They sitting back in the back. You know, they ain't watching the game.
It's
back in the back and having a party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see what happens with the Nets. We'll keep you informed. That's Jay-Z's team.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
sure.
So we're going to see what's going to happen. You know, I'm pulling for them to at least get somebody so Williams stay. So we'll see. We'll see what materializes. Maybe they will pull something off. So you know, I won't get too negative on them yet.
I'm there.
So we'll see what happens there.
I am there already.
Jeez. I hear you. Your boy DMX there, Brad, is back and doing shows.
Yes, sir.
I love some DMX. And he just recently did a show, actually, I believe last night, out in California,
okay.
Long Beach. And homeboy wanted to go out there and do some screaming with DMX. Jumped on the stage and caused some havoc. And so it was a little crazy for DMX out there. So big up to DMX, making a comeback, getting his life in order. So when you slow down there, DMX, give LC and Jack, man Brad, a shout.
Yes, sir.
Love to
yes,
have
sir.
You on here, baby. We'll get you on here either way, sooner or later. But
we got our dog
boy.
Tags ready. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dog. Dog, man, is back doing it. So big up to him. And I'm going to roll right into Brad, do some birthday shout-outs and some other things before we get on out of here. But definitely stay tuned. We have a lot of great shows coming down the pike here within the next week. So definitely stay tuned. Well, Brett, I'm going to say happy birthday to, and you know what? We got to get him on the show, man. I love this guy. He's got children that's named after him. I think what, five boys named after him.
Yeah.
My man, George Foreman, baby. Happy birthday to you. He's 63.
Wow.
So big up to him.
Mm-hmm.
Your girl, Mary J. Blige. I love some Mary, too. I ain't going front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's 41.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So Kim Coles. Still doing her things out there. She hit the big 50.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kim
doing it. So happy birthday to you, Kim. So the man, when he broke into his profession, just shocked everybody. He's still doing it. So, and he's from Roosevelt, Long Island. Big up to and happy birthday to Howard Stern.
All right.
58.
68 or 58?
58. He's a big 5'8".
Wow.
So Howard's still doing it strong.
He was older than that.
Yeah, he definitely, hey, man, that's all those.
I thought you said 68. I was like, okay. He's
yeah,
58.
Nah,
wow.
He's not that old that yet, but yeah, he's getting up there. He's getting up there. And so happy birthday to him. To my man, with his all-time legendary hip-hop artist, LL Cool J. He's 44.
All right.
And to one of the all-time greatest slow jam. Well, really, I can't even say that. He's just one of the all-time greatest singers. You know, unfortunately, he will have the stigmatism because of his in the closet. You know, activities. I'll leave it at that. But don't take away from what he can do as far as with the pen and with his, you know, with the singing. Is Mr. Art Kelly.
All right.
45. And we're gonna also say happy birthday to Randy Jackson, Tawana James, Donna Warnick, Leroy Jackson, Noreen James, Jalen Mosley, Janine Clark, Renee Sutherland, and Kaisha Cave. Happy birthday to all for the LC and Jack radio show. Hit them up there, Brad. Make it happen.
Well, I just got one birthday shout-out to one of my homegirls out in Nassau County, Miss Madeline Rosario. Happy birthday, homegirl. Hope to see you real soon. And I just want to give some shout-outs to some of my Facebook friends and friends from all over. Miss Kimberly Keller, giving you a shout out down in Greensboro, North Carolina. She was a big Steeler fan. Very upset. I had to calm her down. Don't jump out the window, girl. We need you here.
Oh no, don't do that.
Yeah, man. She was going through it on Facebook, man. You know, we had to bring her back to earth, you know. But she's good now. She's good now? Yeah, she's good.
She got off the withdrawal?
Yeah, she got off the withdrawal. I tried to tell her, Tebow's the man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got nothing to be ashamed of about Pittsburgh. They consistently are in the hunt.
That's it.
So, you know, sometimes it's like that. You go out a little earlier than expected.
That's it. And I'm going to shout out my girl way out in the UK, Miss Angelica Honey Eastman. just found her on Facebook after many, many years. Just want to give her a big, long, extended shout-out. She said she couldn't hear the show live, so after we finish tonight, I will send her the link so she can hear her personal shout-out from the Cornbread and the LC and Jack radio show. You know
what's up?
What's up, Miss Angelica? Man, let me tell you, the girl looks just like Jennifer Hudson.
Uh-oh.
Everybody was asking me who it was, and I finally had to put her real name on the picture. So she's the one I'm holding up in the backyard in Brentwood at the pool party years ago.
Ooh.
That's her. Angelica Honey Eastman from the UK. Giving a big shout out from Cornbread and LC on the LC and Jack radio show.
Yo, baby.
What's up, girl?
That's it. That's what's good.
I went to school with back in the day. White Plains alumni, Miss Alicia Young, out there in Cali, giving her a big shout out. My homegirl Rachel Green from Tennessee, awesome singer, giving her a big shout out tonight. Miss Flora Montgomery, way back in the day, we go way back to White Plains in the 70s, man, living up in the YO right now, Yonkers, giving her a big shout out. My man Rafael Camacho from Windbrook Apartments in White Plains, giving him a big shout out. The dude is like buffed up now. I didn't recognize him on Facebook, man. He was a little carrot top back in the day, but now he's all buffed up with a bald head, man, looking good. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give him a real big shout out. Hey there, Ralph. And that's about it, man. Just, you know, Tebow. That's all I have
Tebow,
to say about
huh?
that.
Well, we're going to see what Tebow's got there, Brad, this week.
Yeah.
He's definitely got to bring it. They're going to have to score more than 20 points this week. 25, 27 they score. They're going to have to score 30, maybe even 40 points this week.
All right.
So we will see what Tebow does. And he's going to have to do it in a hostile arena up there in Boston.
All right. That's all right.
So we'll see what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
Be tuning in. And we haven't heard from your boy, Mr. Jet, there, Brad. So.
Oh, man, they got problems in-house, man. You know what I'm saying? They got to clean out their locker room. All this stuff is going on.
And
you know, they even got the
fan,
backup quarterback
baby.
Talking noise. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, that's, like, crazy. He doesn't even play. He's talking noise. He's getting editorials and stuff. So you know they got problems, man. Really got problems.
Yeah, it's pretty ugly, so.
So you got to back up what you talk, man. And you got to be able to take it, too. I mean, we have fun on the show, and we talk junk here and there. And anything go down, we can't take it personal. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. But, you definitely can't, and that's part of the game.
That's part of the game, man. I don't care if you're professional, you're little league, on the street flag football, on top of the blacktop and the concrete, man. If you're losing, you're getting whipped up, you got to be able to face it, man. You got to be able to, at the end of the day, go hang out with your boys or your homegirls, get that beer, whatever you do at the end of the day, and just have a good time. You can't take it personally. And some people take it to the grave, man. You can't do that.
That's right.
Life is too much fun.
Life yes,
is too
it
much
is.
Fun, man.
And it's short, so you got to enjoy it.
Yeah, you got to enjoy it, man. And I don't care if you're a millionaire, you make millions and millions of dollars, you're still a person, you know? And you got to be able to be accountable of your actions. You know, you say you're a role model or you're not a role model, you're still a role model when you're in the eye of the public.
That's right.
When you act that way on TV or in the papers or magazine or a little talk show like we have, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be accountable. You're going to be held accountable for your actions if you act immature when things don't go your way. That's the bottom line. So everybody man up, women up. Do your thing, you know what I'm saying? And enjoy life. That's all I have to say on that.
You said it. Couldn't say it any better than that, Brad, partner. It's life is very precious, and, you know, tomorrow's not guaranteed to no one. So why not enjoy it? And better yet, why don't you enjoy it with the LC and Jack radio show each and every week. Tell a friend, and hit us up. Drop us an email at lcandjack@gmail.com. Facebook, Twitter, or even LinkedIn. I always forget to plug that, but we are on LinkedIn as well. So link into us. Hit us up on Facebook. We're actively on that. The Twitter thing, You know, not so much on Twitter, but you can definitely get at us and let you know, you know, let us know your thoughts, and we'll try to do what we can to add new flavor. We're constantly doing that and trying to make the show better and better. So, well, Brett, unless you have anything until next week, and definitely tune in next week, we will have a great show. I think, Brett, we're going to run a couple shows here within the next week or so.
All right, that'll
work. We got so many guests, we kind of backed up, so we might as well get them and do the interviews and let our audience enjoy them. So,
that's it.
Stay tuned. We'll let you find out as you tune in to who's the guest coming up. And they are some great guests, so definitely tune in to the LC and Jack Radio Show. Again, we thank you for supporting us, and we appreciate your continued support. So until next week, I'd like to say good night.
Peace.